Memorial here at the state capitol for a very important announcement, an announcement that really drives home how we value law enforcement, how we value the men and women of fire services, and that this is a very important step and a very concrete step in recognizing the sacrifices that they make. So thank you all for being here. It's wonderful to see the show of law enforcement, to see brown shirts and blue shirts and everywhere in between. It's a blessing to see all of those here. And for those that doubt that law enforcement and fire protection services aren't a family, I would challenge you to look around and look at the men, look at the faces of these men and women, and you will see their dedication. You will see how they treat one another, and that we truly are a family. We want to welcome and thank our dignitaries as well, the members of the legislature, concerned family members, members of the public, and the like for this announcement. You know, anytime there's a loss, you know, in the days that follow, there's always an outpour of emotion. There's always an amazing response. There's always constant people that are ready to provide aid and assistance to these families. But as those days and sometimes as those weeks draw on, at times there's a gap in that assistance. And that gap historically has been to care for that surviving family, namely in the way to provide insurance benefits to those families. It is a situation oftentimes where there is a gap in that assistance, either because the law enforcement agency is small and cannot bear that burden, or there were just other limitations that prevented that family from continuing to experience insurance benefits. The piece of legislation that was effective yesterday closes that gap. It closes that gap. It ensures that surviving families will be taken care of, that gap in insurance coverage will no longer exist. As illustrated in the unveiling of today's logo, this fund jointly serves the interests of law enforcement and fire services. It is a fund solely dedicated to the surviving families. It is dedicated solely in recognition of the sacrifice that the men and women of law enforcement and fire services made in protecting all of Iowans. Representative Mike Sexton, Representative Wes Breckenridge, and Iowa Lottery CEO Matt Strawn were all instrumental in the creation of this fund. The public safety community is incredibly appreciative of their commitment and their efforts for providing the long-term care of surviving families. So on behalf of the Iowa Department of Public Safety, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for not only remembering the sacrifices of these heroes, but by providing a tangible benefit to these families whose loved ones were lost serving the people of Iowa. At this time, it's my pleasure to introduce Representative Mike Sexton, Representative Wes Breckenridge, and Lottery CEO Matt Strawn. Representative Breckenridge?
Sexton.
Thank you so much. Oh, Sexton, excuse me. Thank
That's
you.
That's okay. I, too, want to thank everybody for being here this morning on this hot day. A lot of folks have shown concern about me being all dressed up in a vest and a long-sleeve shirt and a jacket. And please be assured that I do parades every weekend, and I run and shake as many hands as I can. So I'm not in really, really great shape, but I'm in good enough shape to honor the folks that we're going to honor today. A lot of you are standing around here, so it's the least I can do. To sweat just a little bit. You know, I represent Rockwell City. Rockwell City has buried two of our sons, fallen officers, Jamie Bunning and Justin Martin, who was Jamie being a Rockwell City police officer and Justin being an Urbandale police officer. And so it means a lot, this piece of legislation that's now come to fruition means a lot to me personally because of where I live and the people I know and the closeness I had with both these officers. I can still see Jamie coming into Casey's when I was in there having coffee, and you know, we would talk about issues. And Justin Martin, before I got elected to this position, I was the school board president. I was standing on the stage at the high school when he walked across and shook my hand and got his diploma from high school. So it's very personal to me, and I was at both of the funerals. And a lot of this is kind of my, it's the kind of the same speech I gave on the House floor when we ran these, when we ran the bill and then when we ran the amendment. And I told my colleagues on the House floor, I said, if you haven't ever been to a funeral of a fallen police officer or fireman, I said, hopefully you don't have to, but if you ever do, you, and the commissioner talked about family and camaraderie, you will see officers from across the country and even from Canada. I was standing in the gym for Justin Martin. The funeral director asked me to help, and I said it'd be an honor for me to help. And so I did, and as I saw the badge on their arms as they walked by, it was hard to stand there without being overcome with emotion. But I was first made aware of this situation 2 years ago when Amanda Bunning came to me and she said, Mike, would you? I'm having a meeting with city council with the mayor, and I'd like you to be there to hear what we're trying to face here. And the fact was that our smaller communities that are not self-funded, that have to purchase insurance, were not allowed to do so. Even if they wanted to, they couldn't furnish insurance for the families of fallen officers. And so I said, well, that's the first thing we have to fix. And so a year ago in the legislature, we got that passed that we would allow cities and counties and state to be able to continue to furnish insurance for the families of our fallen heroes. Well, to get it out of the legislature, we had, and it started in the House, we had shall pay, but when it got to the Senate, and rightly so probably, it would have been a tremendous burden on some of our really small communities that had lost a financial burden, that had lost one of our heroes. And so I said, you know, we'll take what we can get. We added the firemen to it. And I said, let's at least get this piece of it done, and we'll come back next year. And with the help of a lot of folks that are here that helped me, you don't do any of this stuff by yourself in this building back here. You have to have a lot of help. And I had a lot of help, and we were able to, we had all kinds of ideas, but at the end of the day, the Iowa Lottery stepped up. And the Iowa Lottery said, we think we can help you with this, Mike. And I think that is one of the really important things to remember. If we take away anything today, is I don't know that I could have got it out of this building without the Iowa Lottery. We tried to come up with a way to get it out of the general fund or to create funds or try to establish something, and we couldn't get it done. It's tough, and a lot of you understand it, how tough it is to squeeze money out of that building back there, and we couldn't get it done. And so the Iowa Lottery stepped up, and they said, we can help you do this, and the rest is kind of history, and that's why we're standing here today. So with the help of a lot of people helping Mike Sexton do what is right, and a lot of states already do this, and we're kind of behind a little bit, but it's, to me, it was, from what I've experienced in life, it was very important for me to be able to offer a small piece of security to the families of fallen firefighters and fallen police officers and peace officers. When that loved one is gone, if we can at least step up and say, you know what, you don't have to worry about insurance anymore, I feel good about that. That's probably, if I had to quit being a legislator today, I would truly say this is probably one of the most important pieces of legislation I've ever been a part of, and ever am very proud to get it out of that building, get it to the governor. She signed it, and here we are today. So with that, when I said earlier you can't do any of this by yourself, my partner this winter trying to get this all put together, Representative Breckinridge, was there by my side. He understands it much better than I do. Being a peace officer and a police officer himself, it was good to have him at my side in order to get this piece of legislation passed. So, Wes, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, cool. Sneak by.
Thank you. And I too, again, would like to begin by thanking all the police officers, firefighters that are out there today. Truly, you're the heroes out there, and you make the sacrifice every day, and we can't thank you enough. We want to make sure that we're there for you. I also don't want to forget the families of all of the peace officers, current and retired, that have sacrificed the holidays, the weekends, the nights. It is a sacrifice for families, and that's why I'm so pleased that we were able to get this put together, because this is something that we can give back to those families to aid some of that comfort for them. You know, this legislation, and I want to thank Mike, was challenging to get through, to find that funding, to make that happen, but it's also legislation that we hope that we never have to use. We hope we never have to utilize this program. That is our goal, is never have to use it. But knowing that it's there and the comfort that it will give and ease some of those burdens for the family if they lose a loved one in the line of duty, it's a small token that we can do to help and to be there for them. And I think that's what's so exciting for me, that we're able to do that. Again, we can't do this alone. I want to thank multiple different people. Representative Sexton, you led the way on this. You're probably tired of me pestering you the entire time. The commissioner, Matt, Mary, so many of you were so helpful. Chandler, were so helpful and instrumental in getting this through. I can't thank you enough for making this happen. And I know I could be a pester and stay after people, but I can't thank you enough. Another group that I want to thank that doesn't always get noticed, we have the one of the best legislative service agencies here that really does a lot of the background work, and I think it's Amber Shanahan Fricky, Laura Book, and Kristen Melcher that were also instrumental in getting this process going too. So all of you that are here and them, I can't thank you enough. And as previous law enforcement, somebody that's a supporter of law enforcement and the fire service, know we always have your back. We're going to be there for you because you're there for us. So thank you very much, and thank you.
Well, good morning. On behalf of the Iowa Lottery, certainly want to thank the commissioner and DPS and all the preparations they are making to administer this fund. Representative Sexton, Representative Breckenridge, the leadership that you demonstrated in that building behind us is a lesson in what happens when Iowans identify a problem, identify a solution, and then get to work in solving it. So thank you for your leadership. I want to thank Governor Reynolds for signing this legislation. A number of the organizations that are here today were instrumental in aiding the push to get this legislation signed and to provide this benefit. So thank you to those law enforcement and firefighter organizations. And you know, when over at the Iowa Lottery, we talk a lot about the fact that we're not the lottery. We're the Iowa Lottery. And what does that mean? We have a very unique mission to provide responsibly raised revenue for important state causes. And over the last 34 years, that has meant $1.9 billion in proceeds have flown to those important state causes that are our state's priorities. Which is why, from an Iowa Lottery perspective, gentlemen, it was incredibly humbling that you trust the Iowa Lottery to add to its beneficiaries from our proceeds this Public Safety Officer Survivor Benefit Fund. My understanding is the first funds will be transferred from the Iowa Lottery to this fund later this fall so we can make sure that it is adequately funded for fiscal year 2020. So thank you for trusting us to responsibly raise this revenue for a fund that, as Representative Breckenridge said, hopefully we don't have to use, but it's there if we need it. And this is Iowans coming together to solve a problem. And, you know, there's nothing more Iowa than when we think about, you know, kind of, well, the weekend we're going into. Independence Day weekend, July 4th. We're going to be celebrating with our families. We're going to be on the roads. We're going to be in backyards. It's the people around here that keep us safe. So I guess I want to close by saying thank you. Thank you to law enforcement. Thank you to those in firehouses. Thank you to our first responders for keeping our families safe and make sure everybody observes and has a very safe Independence Day holiday. And with that, we'll turn it back over to the commissioner.
Thank you, Representative Sexton, Representative Breckenridge, and Matt. We appreciate the heartfelt words. We appreciate your dedication to law enforcement. And I think that's the most important thing to note about this is it's so easy for words to be hollow. It's so easy to just express sincere, heartfelt emotion, but when it comes down to brass tacks, it's what are we doing? How are we physically helping these folks. And that's what I'm most proud of to stand here today is to see a group of representatives, to see a governor, to see the Iowa Lottery step forth and say, talk isn't cheap when it comes to us. Talk isn't cheap when it comes to recognizing the sacrifice of law enforcement and fire services. And so to be here today, to see that come to fruition, to see Iowa at its best, where we roll up our sleeves, we see a problem, we tackle it, and we get it done. That is, in many respects, what I'm most proud of standing before you today. In terms of the logistics, we anticipate that we will be in a position to receive the first $100,000 disbursement in October of this year. We are quickly and ardently writing rules in terms of the administration of the fund, and we are extremely optimistic that by winter of this year or early part of 2020, we'll be in a position to begin to making those disbursements to those much-needed families. We will have a link on the Iowa Department of Public Safety's website active here in the coming days that will provide more information and eventually will provide the application process to receive those funds. In closing, again, I just want to thank everyone for making this fund a reality. At the end of the day, I'm a cops kid, and this means a lot to me. I had the benefit and the luxury of having my dad come home every day, but there's a lot of kids in my shoes that don't have that blessing. And so at the end of the day, as a cops kid, thank you. It means the world to me. I know it means the world to the men and women that are standing here, and we can't thank you all enough. Thank you very much. Have a great day.